Last week, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission approved new rules to regulate flow lines. Those are the underground pipelines connecting oil and gas wells to storage tanks. Here to explain the new rules and what they mean for the oil and gas industry is KUNC's Matt Bloom. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Erin.
So the commission spent a lot of time last week considering this new set of rules. What did they approve?
So there's three main things to take away here: mapping, reactivating, and removing flow lines. So the COGCC, that's the state's oil and gas regulator, is going to start providing information about where flow lines are in an online map, so you can go on and see it. The other part, abandonment, basically oil and gas companies will have to remove abandoned flow lines from the ground. And that's different from before, where they could just leave them there after they were abandoned. There was unanimous support from this from the Oil and Gas Commission and from a lot of the people involved in the discussion.
Before the vote, you told us about the debate over how closely the public should be able to see the location of flow lines on maps. What did the COGCC land on?
That was actually a really big topic of debate during the hearings. How accurate do these maps need to be? Less accurate means that they can get this information out faster, but more accurate means obviously you can see where these lines are. So they settled on a sort of compromise of plus or minus 25 feet where you should be able to tell where one of these lines is buried. Some people were pushing for even closer than that, plus or minus 3 feet, like Aaron Martinez, a survivor of the 2017 explosion in Firestone.
We spoke with Martinez last week and she told us about this search for an abandoned well in the backyard of her new home.
We saw Anadarko trucks in the field behind our house, and you could tell that they were digging and they were searching for something, and apparently they were trying to locate a plugged and abandoned well because they were going to start the second phase of construction behind our home, and they couldn't find it. You know, it was clear that they had no idea where it was at.
Obviously, wells are different from flow lines, but the principle is the same. I mean, how will mapping work for companies that don't know where their equipment is?
It's a really good question. Martinez brought that issue up several times during the hearing. Oil and gas operators now have to go out into the field, remove the flow lines if they're abandoned. And if they don't know where they are, they have to search for them. They have to find them. The COGCC also asked for an audit to see how these new rules are working over the next year and if companies are complying.
And Matt, what's been the industry response to these new rules?
They're much more receptive to these changes than I think some other ideas we've heard over the last year. A couple concerns they had were about the level of detail you could see these lines on the map. Lynn Granger was there at the hearing till the very end. She's the director of API Colorado. It's an industry trade group.
We want to be able to provide publicly available data and be as transparent as possible. I think our chief concern there was we don't want that to take the place of the 811 call before you dig. We definitely want people to make sure they do that.
They also feel like it's possible to safely abandon flow lines in the ground, so they were happy to see a few exceptions written into these rules.
When will this information start to be publicly available?
The COGCC's director said they'd immediately start uploading this information. You can find it on their website or just Google COGCC map. There is a process that the rules have to go through. They have to be published in the state register. So it seems like they're aiming for early next year for all of these rules to go into effect. The thing to remember is there are thousands of these lines around the state. Some of them were buried decades ago. So there's a grace period that older wells can be added over the next year.
This was the first major rule change since Senate Bill 181 passed earlier this year, changing the priorities of the COGCC from fostering the industry to protecting health and public safety. What is next for the commission?
Well, they've got several big changes coming up, including rewriting their entire mission statement. That'll be one to watch. Those are going to be happening early next year. My takeaway from watching the commission debate the new flow line rules is that they're going to be very focused on changing things in a way that really prioritizes public health and safety.
Matt Bloom is a reporter for KUNC. Matt, thank you so much.
You're welcome.